Police in Papua New Guinea say they'll investigate an incident caught on video and posted online. It shows a suspect being taunted by police officers while they appear to be encouraging their dogs to bite him. The man seen in the video has approached the ABC, saying he was doing nothing wrong when a group of intoxicated police officers detained him on the street. PNG correspondent Liam Cochran reports.
The video shows a man sitting helplessly on the ground beside a road while three German Shepherd police dogs are encouraged by their handlers to bite him repeatedly. The dogs tear at his T-shirt, which he eventually rips off, and he runs into some nearby bushland. The ABC has identified the man in the video as 25-year-old welder Paul Willey, who says that day he feared for his life.
Dog by KK.
I thought if I keep sitting here, the dogs will bite me and I'll die a painful death. So I made a run for it. I thought if the police shoot me, at least I'll die quickly.
Mr. Willey says he was detained by police moments after buying a bottle of alcohol on the morning of Saturday the 16th of December. But he says it was the police who were intoxicated, confiscating his alcohol for themselves and accusing him of being a drug dealer and car thief, which he denies. Paul Willey says he was put into a small cage with a police dog and driven to a remote location on the outskirts of Port Moresby, where he says he was bashed and set upon by attack dogs. He says after the scene shown in the video, he fled and hid for hours until the two carloads of police left the area. Papua New Guinea's constabulary have a reputation for corruption, laziness and brutality. But Police Commissioner Tom Kalunga has condemned the incident shown in this video, and Police Spokesman Chief Superintendent Dominic Karkas says officers involved will be punished.
The constabulary under the management of Police Commissioner Kalunga have got a zero tolerance level on police brutality.
The conduct of Papua New Guinea's police force is something Australia has committed to helping with in return for PNG hosting the Manus Island Detention Centre for Asylum Seekers. In Port Moresby and in Lae, Australian Federal Police officers walk the beat with PNG police, offering advice. There has been some slow progress. In another case that shocked the community, last year police intervened after a brawl, forcing 74 men to lie in a row as one by one they hacked at their ankle tendons with a machete. Police spokesman Chief Superintendent Dominic Karkas says action is being taken against those involved in that case.
Yes, there's been 10 arrests and made, one of whom is a commissioned police officer. They've been charged both criminally and administrative actions have been taken against them as well. They've all been suspended from active duty.
Chief Superintendent Karkas encouraged Paul Willey to come forward to police and make an official complaint about being attacked by dogs. Initially too afraid, Mr. Willey says now this video has emerged and the media has shown interest, he will take the case to court.
I know the faces of two of the police. I'll recognise two of them.
Senior officers say it could take a decade to modernise Papua New Guinea's police force, but dealing with high-profile allegations of brutality is a place to start. In Port Moresby, this is Liam Cochran reporting for The World Today.